This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight we're starting off in the USA. An experimental vaccine for HIV has been set to be tried on humans in 2019. I don't know who it's been tried on so far. Scientists from the US have recently made significant steps with a new vaccine which attacks vulnerable parts of the HIV by drawing out powerful antibodies. In earlier trials on small animals, scientists found that some strains of HIV were neutralized after the vaccine successfully targeted and latched onto these vulnerable parts of the virus.
So the results have been published in the Nature Medicine Journal, they could be a highly important step to creating a cure for the virus.
Now, around 35 million people have died from AIDS since the epidemic began, while 36.7 million are still living with HIV, and that's according to the World Health Organization.
Yeah, and it's interesting development. They have engineered an on-off switch under a weakened strain of HIV. So whatever that is, it sounds interesting.
Let's use the off switch. Across to the Vatican now.
The Vatican, yes, indeed. And some good news in the Vatican. The Vatican has referred to queer people with the acronym LGBT for the first time.
Gee, they're right up there, aren't they?
Oh, they're cutting edge. So has previously only referred to the LGBT people as homosexuals or persons with homosexual tendencies in official documents.
So how long do we have to wait before they can add the IQIA plus?
Another couple of thousand years.
Yeah, so they're trying to, they wish to benefit from greater closeness. I think they've had a fair degree of closeness in their past, but oops, I won't say that. And experience greater care from the church. So the document was created by the Synod of Bishops in Rome in October. According to Cardinal Lorenzo Baldessari, we are open, we don't want to be closed in on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. But, there's a but.
There's always a but.
There's a but.
Pope Francis has condemned same-sex parents and abortion in a series of scathing comments. Now, it had been hoped that the Pope was in the process of softening the Catholic Church's opposition position on LGBT rights, particularly as it was just last month told Juan Carlos Cruz, a gay survivor of sexual abuse by a prominent Chilean priest, that God made you like this and loves you like this and I don't care.
However, his latest comments, he says, "It is painful to say this today. People speak of varied families, of various kinds of family, but the family as man and woman in the image of God is the only one."
So which way is it?
I don't know. We do get lots of mixed messages.
They're really trying to play it both ways, aren't they?
A little bit excited and then he goes backwards.
So he's backpedal.
Obviously playing the politics there. Across to the US and the United Nations Human Rights Council, which the US have pulled out of, you would have seen on local news around the world, really. The Trump administration's decision to quit the UN Human Rights Council threatens to undermine work on global LGBT rights, activists are saying. This has all happened in the last week. Among other subject areas, the UN Human Rights Council has worked on producing reports on human rights violations based against vulnerable LGBTI people.
Yeah, I think this is a really, as a global politics teacher, I find this a really worrying trend because, as the article says, with the US withdrawing into isolationism, it's just sending an absolute message to the less honourable regimes out there regarding human rights and what they can get away with in the absence of the US.
Now, over in Russia, there's actually some good news.
What? Do tell.
The Russian Constitutional Court has ruled that people living with HIV can adopt children. The court ruled that a person of either sex who already had children already living with them could adopt them regardless of the adult's HIV status. But the ban would only apply to the PLHIV trying to adopt children from an orphanage.
And this has come as a result of a court case.
Yes, and there is a but, and that regards people of couples, same-sex couples, are not included in this adoption reform. They are still prohibited, unfortunately.
And in brief, right here in Australia, Australian Rugby League women's State of Origin opponents shared a kiss after the match in Australia.
Over in India, Bollywood star has called for greater LGBT representation.
And both Cuba and the Czech Republic are both in the making moves to allow same-sex marriage.
And that is a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.